out there, we're Nathan, and you're listening to
Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM on your radio dials.
That's pretty, isn't it? That is a great way to kick off a show, great way to kick off a month. It is April. It is Tell the Band to Go Home. This is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. Here, your host till 4 o'clock. If you were expecting someone older who plays a lot of wussy, that's the wrong station. That's the other station. There's somebody on the other station attempting to do a good show today. You can check in on him, see how he's doing, give the guy a break. But, this is where you need to be, because this is where the good stuff's going to be here on Tell the Band to Go Home. You can, by the way, you can get in touch with me today. We play your requests, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can drop me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here, live, staring out the window on this gray day. I'm also Jeff Robson. Welcome. And it's good to be live in the studio. It's been a while. Went on a little road trip, got out of town, and just made it back. And you know, it's good to be here back in Canada, even though the price of gas is so much higher than there. But you know, I guess we can talk about that some other time. We kicked it off with our pals Leaf Rapids there from their debut record Lucky Stars with April. Thought that was a fitting way to start out the month, you know. It was April Fool's Day yesterday. Did you get any jokes played on you? Did you play any jokes? I don't know. I feel like I'm not very creative or interesting because I didn't partake. But, you know, if you got any jokes for me to file away for next year, you can let me know about them. We got some shows coming up in town that we should tell you about. Probably got a few new things to play for you. A few old things that I've rediscovered to play for you. We've got some upcoming shows to talk about, including a couple of very exciting upcoming shows that we have tickets to give away for. And, well, we'll tell you about this first thing because it's so exciting. The exciting news right now, if you turn on your social media, everybody will be buzzing about it. A good friend, longtime friend of ours here, William Prince, last night took home the Roots and Traditional Juno Award at the biggest ceremony in Ottawa. They gave away all the good awards on the Saturday night when nobody's watching. I guess you could watch. I was watching a bit of it on the internet there. But then I remembered how much I hate Tom Power and I turned it off. You know, they give away the crappy ones tonight and then have some boring people play. So you can skip that thing tonight because we'll tell you about all the important stuff. And we will congratulate our pal William Prince, who won the Roots and Traditional Award, but ironically lost the Aboriginal Recording of the Year category, which I'm sure is fine. You know, spread the love around. If there's any sad news about William Prince winning, and really that's pretty exciting, it's that it meant that our good pal Corin Raymond couldn't win as well. I was kind of hoping that somehow there'd be a tie or something, or some, you know, kind of mix up where they could both win, because that would have made me happy. Between you and me, if Corin had a won, I would have been fine with that, because Corin has been working so hard for so long. It would have been so nice to see him finally get recognized. But just the fact that he got nominated was a big deal. And so we're mighty proud of him for that. And we'll play some Corin Raymond off of his fabulous Juno-nominated record, Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. But first, Juno winner, hometown boy, boy done good. And he's doing a big homecoming exciting show on April 28th, the Friday, with his pal and mentor, Scott Nolan. And, well, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to give away a pair of tickets. Now, these are tickets that normally I would keep for myself. I'm not going to lie. The temptation to keep these for myself is pretty strong. But I think I'm actually going to do the right thing today and give them away. So stay tuned for that. Not right now. I should play some music.
Of my eye, covered in grace, 'cause you worked in a diner, kind to every son and daughter. Girl, I swear this been coming for a long, long time. And any bed is a queen when there's one laying in it. All great things had their beginnings. Feel it in your gaze, you're just looking for some peace of mind. Took us 6 years and 4 days to finally get married. Look at me, getting all carried away from our fears is where we will tarry on. And I swear you could show me the light, bring me back to Jesus Christ, 'cause I want more than just these earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. Go ahead and take all my earthly days. Lay awake all night and my earthly days. You can have all my earthly days.
He's a pension check gambler. He's a park bench instructor. He's a breadcrumb handler and a pigeon conductor. He's an old ashtray miner, a half a lung hacker. A life's been unkinder and a penny roll stacker. Chuck. He's a liquor store strummer. He's a half a block howler. He's the sound of my summer. He's a dead flowers growler. He's a sidewalk street singer, a Baldwin Spadina, old resonator slinger, and a drunken John Priner. Dolores. Dolores. She's a stray cat collector. She's a landlord's dilemma. She's a mangy menagerie marigold mama. She's a plastic flower bite basket Eaton's glider rider, a long Lola loiter, and a Pall Mall provider.
I can smell the lilac from my room, the hollyhock sidewalks of June. Where roses are blooming red as wine, but there are morning glories that only bloom late in the chilly afternoon, and they might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine.
you should come with me. Come with me right now. And let's float in the air over Kensington Market. We can take your car there, but there's no place to park it. Up here with the pigeons, whom gravity pardons, we can see all the green bins and sidewalks and gardens. Yeah, we can look, and there's Chuck singing Muhlenberg County. And he's already tucked away two old Milwaukees. And just two streets over from Spadina and Baldwin, there's Luther sitting under the bronze of Al Waxman. Yeah, and there goes Dolores on her way down to Lola to lounge in a chorus of lit up low rollers. She gives Chuck a smoke, he gives her a song. Luther's still broke, but he shuffles along. She hands him one too, cause she can afford it. The twilight falls blue on their cherry tip auras. And it's plain to see now that the darkness is growing, that you're not down and out when you're down and outgoing. I can smell the lilac from my room, the hollyhock sidewalks of June, where roses are blooming red as wine. But there are morning glories that only bloom late in the chilly afternoon. They might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine.
I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
I'm hard on my body, I'm hard on my bones, I'm hard on every tool I own. Hard of hearing, I'm hard of taste, getting all my teeth replaced. I'm hard on every tool I use, I strip the drivers and the screws. I'm hard on my soles, hard on my heels, hard on tires, I'm hard on wheels, hard on clutches, I'm hard on brakes. I'm hardest on my own mistakes, and my suspension needs new springs, cause I'm hard on things. Yeah, I'm hard on things. I love. I'm hard on hearts, I'm hard on flings. I'm hardest on the sweetest things. I've worn out two gold wedding rings, cause I'm hard on things. And I may be right and I might be wrong, it's hard to put that in a song. It's hard to make this Gibson sing. Whenever I try, I break the strings, cause I'm hard on things. You understand me? I'm hard on things. On everything. I'm hard on my friends, cause it's hard to care for someone you love who's hardly there. I'm hard on my wallet, I'm hard for cash, I go hard until I crash. Hard on my liver, it's hard on my head, it's hard to sleep when I lie in bed with the nightmares the morning brings. Hard on things. Thank you.
I get so tripped up in things that ain't. Guess that's how I justify my pain. Surely I could change my tune. Be better for me, thus better for you. The gears that run this carousel have rust, worn out from old passengers and such. Were we tall enough to take this ride? Let's look within and look outside. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, but in the end wouldn't matter. There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is a letting go. The hardest part is a letting go. Now you can shine, baby, shine, baby, shine. Rest your lungs for a little while. Most of all, let no one choose what's better for me and better for you. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, but in the end wouldn't matter. There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. The hardest part is a letting go. And you can't unsee what your mind sees now. And I'm the best at leaving till I can't turn around. And the truth's been coming for a while. Can't blue, gotta let it grow. Can't make it blue, gotta let it grow. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, but in the end wouldn't matter. There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is a letting go. The hardest part is a letting go. The hardest part is a letting go.
That is that's a beautiful song, and that's one of the first songs I think I ever heard from William Prince, and it's just it's beauty. The guy's got some unbelievable natural talent, that's for sure. Good to see it get recognized by the folks at the Juno Awards last night in Ottawa. He won the Contemporary Roots Album of the Year. Other nominees in that category, by the way, are Matthew Barber and Jill Barber for their Family album, which was fine. Lisa LeBlanc for her Why You Wanna Leave Runaway Queen album, which I quite liked as well. Casey and Clayton for their Strange Country. If you want to hear Casey and Clayton, you could probably turn over to CKUW right now. It's probably on right now. You never know. And Corin Raymond, his fabulous record, Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams, which we heard a couple of tracks off of. But I've been so preoccupied that I forgot to write down what they were. We played Hard on Things, and before that, oh yeah, by request for our pal, Professor Nathan, we heard, what's that song called? Morning Glories. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Morning Glories. Beautiful song. Beautiful stuff there from Corin Raymond. And if you could do yourself a favor, you should pick up those two records, both of them. William Prince's Earthly Days, and Corin Raymond's Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams, both worthy of your praise. We also heard in there Will's the title track to Will's album Earthly Days, and you know, just being such a lovely, amazing people. Of course, there were no hard feelings between the two. As a matter of fact, Corin Raymond wrote the most beautiful, glowing love letter to William Prince's record. I thought maybe I'd share it with you in case you're not on the social media. The Juno for Contemporary Roots album of the year could not be in better hand. William Prince's Earthly Days isn't just my favorite album from the last year. It's a touchstone I'll keep near me for the rest of my life. It's the record my heart had already chosen for the win, and sharing the Contemporary Roots category with it was one of the sweetest aspects of my nomination. While Earthly Days producer Scott Nolan handed me a copy of it last April, I didn't have the faintest inkling he was passing me a Juno winning record, let alone that I'd be contending by its side. It'd be another 5 months, not till I got my driver's license, before I'd even hear it. That's a first listen I'll never forget, despite the fact that I've sung along to it now, without exaggeration, about 100 times. Earthly Days is a gift. Not only is it exquisite sonically, with William's baritone taking you into its arms amid Nolan's flawless arrangements and unerringly sparsely adorned soundscapes, but it's also an album filled with what Jonathan Bird calls songs of service, songs we can call on, songs that actually teach us how to be kinder and that can offer us courage, songs that, in short, can help us to love better. And they're great songs, great stories, and there was a brief time when no one I told had yet heard the name William Prince, and I'm such a believer, I would actually get audiences to shout his name back to me to help them remember it. A lot more people will know the name William Prince now, thanks to last night's trophy, and hopefully it'll mean as many new listeners discovering Earthly Days. William Prince is my brother in song, and a Juno was never more well-deserved. Wow, that's beautiful, beautiful stuff. And then he goes on to it again near the end, telling people to listen. And Will, of course, being the wonderful person that he is, wrote a post today thanking Corin Raymond. He called him his brother in song and fellow nominee. He said, "Thank you for your kind words and encouragement. What an honor to forever share this category with you. I adore your perfect heart." And then another guy chimed in his love and appreciation of it. Our pal Scott Cook, who deserves to be in one of these categories one of these days. He's got a terrific new record. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play something off Scott's new record further down the line because it's such a beauty. And he quoted William Prince at the beginning of his post and said, William Prince said, "The way music succeeds is based on friendship and a bit of the networking that comes with it. That's how you make it. It's by expanding yourself to the right people. You grow every step of the way." And then, Scott goes on to just say how appreciative he is to be part of this musical community along with those two fellas. We're going to play you something from Scott Cook. But, of course, we have to play you something from the man without whom there would be no Juno. There would probably be no record at all. And that's our good buddy Scott Nolan. And like I said, they're doing a show together Friday, April 28th, the West End, Scott Nolan and William Prince. I'm thinking that after this big award, that one's, you better get your tickets quick. And coming up after 3 o'clock, I think, I'll give you some tickets to it. But first, I want to play you something off of Scott's fine record, and then Scott Cook's fine record, and then, well, whatever else we feel like. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
In the back seat, trying to change your mind. Take it from me, forever is a long time. Light. It gets so dark down here in the country at night. Diesel station, sweet relief. I'm just a stranger here, these small town police. And I may never stop trying to change your mind. Take it from me, forever is a long time. Forever is a long time. Forever is a long time. Staggered arm in arm here when we were younger. Tried everything they said we shouldn't do. And we took as many trips as we took lovers. Some of those trips a dog comes back with you. Some of those trysts turned into tricycles, and my wild and reckless friends got safe and old, wheeling little buddy homeward on the bicycle, with all the hope and joy and poop a bike seat could hold. Now the Feral Festival kidlets keep changing costumes. They run in a pack and dig holes in the ground. And they like sleeping under the table just like the dogs do. So you watch your step when there's little ones around. And I'm a better person when I'm hanging with dogs and kids. Got one thing on their mind at a time. Can't keep nothing in. Remind me we're alive. Forgive whatever we did. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids. So we talk about work and what we're reading. Why the bastards keep winning and where we'd move if they did. We talk about who went home with whom at the party last weekend. But eventually we just watch the dogs and kids. Chasing and sniffing and eating's all they're on about. Don't complicate their blues, they just moan. They don't think much about themselves. They just freak out if they got a bone to pick with you. It's
probably just a bone. And I'm a better person when I'm hanging with dogs and kids. Got one thing on their mind at a time. Can't keep nothing hid. Remind me we're alive. Forgive whatever we did. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids. My buddy had to run bad luck and bad choices. If it goes bad in court, one of us has to take his pup. He's trying to learn to listen to the right voice. Hope he don't have to miss his kid growing up. We're all bulletproof daydream manifestors, but all the bluster just boils down to love. Just want to be a good uncle, be a good ancestor. I'm taking better care when there's someone to take care of. And I'm a better person when I'm hanging with dogs and kids. Got one thing on their mind at a time. Can't keep nothing hid. Remind me we're alive. Forgive whatever we did. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids.
Every year, they say one day I won't be here to tell.
guts or glory. I won't die here feeling sorry. I might need someone to tell my story when I'm gone. I might need someone to tell my story when I'm gone.
Oh, saw a shadow on the wall by the light of the moon. Saw a ghost last night and I thought it was me. Wearing all my clothes, he said it was just a bad dream. When the lights go down, oh, where do they go? Our son's gotta know.
Soon the light. Snow in the winter, mud in the spring. Who's gonna be your lady? Who's gonna ride passenger side? Who's gonna call you baby? Oh, one in the summer, two in the fall, three on a desert island. Little too old and a little too cold, last one wearing a diamond. Oh, it's dirt in the winter, dirt in the spring, and who's gonna be your honey? Who's gonna wear your diamond ring? Spend your money. Well, I don't want to be your diamond girl now. I don't want to be your lady. I don't want to ride passenger side. I don't want to call you babe.
I just think that's so lovely. That's a lady named Abigail LaPelle from her new record, Hide Nor Hair, out on Ray Spoon's Coax Records label. And just stay tuned. We're going to announce a special show coming up with Abigail at the very beginning of June. And it's going to be pretty awesome. And I'm pretty excited about that. So make yourself available. I think it's June 4th. We're making something happen here in Winnipeg. It'll be great. Come and pick up a copy of that record. Before that, a band that was just here in the fall, and I didn't know that they existed, and it's breaking my heart. They better come back soon, because I'm just, I'm so smitten. As a matter of fact, I was going to end that set after the, you know, I wasn't going to play the Abigail song, but I was just so speechless by how great that song was. I couldn't talk after it. Band is from Edmonton. They're called Ultimata. And we got to send our love and appreciation out to Allison Green for sending us that one, because holy cow, do I love that record. It's so good. You know, the beautiful part, I've been such a lazy schmuck that I haven't posted my best of 2016 list on my website yet. But the benefit is, now that I've discovered this amazing record from last year, I don't have to change my list publicly. I can just pretend that it was on there all along. It's so good. It's called Dirty Rain. Band is called Ultimata. We heard I Saw a Ghost Last Night. So good. Before that, something amazing, brand new from Sam Outlaw on the Six Shooter Records label. The title track to his brand new record, Tender Heart. And I don't know. I was a little bit worried about Sam for a couple of reasons. Number one, this record does not have Ry Cooder's fingerprints on it. You know, when Ry Cooder helps you make a record, it's going to be a great record. And that's what happened with his first record. Ry's nowhere to be found here on this record. The other thing was, I was kind of worried that he was going to go more along the lines of those country novelty songs that he had on his last record. And I kind of felt like there was going to be more of those. And there's a couple. Don't get me wrong. They're not missing. But there's just so many great, serious, beautiful tracks on this record. I think it's pretty stunning so far. It's called Tender Heart, Sam Outlaw. And man, it would be nice to see him around these parts again sometime. Would be good. We heard Richard LaViolette in that set as well. Now, Richard, you know, we have a bit of a conflict, me and Richard. It's a great record, and I'm glad that I have it. But I'm still a little bit irked by Richard. He called his record "Taking the Long Way Home," and you know we've talked about this before, that you cannot name a song "Long Way Home" ever again. It's just it's on the band titled list, along with Untitled and a bunch of other names that have just been done too many times. And there's a song on the record called "Taking the Long Way Home," and it irks me, Richard. But he threw in the "Taking the," which kind of, I don't know, I think he was just trying to throw it in my face and say, hey, this doesn't have that name, but it does. It does. But it's still a good record. "Someone to Tell My Story When I'm Gone" was the name of the track off that inappropriately titled record. And we heard something in there from Scott Cook from his terrific new record, "Further Down the Line." We heard "Dogs and Kids." Scott Cook and his trio will be in town on the 29th of April at the High and Lonesome Club for the Merciful Early Show, 7 o'clock. And he's bringing his trio, which includes my pal, Bramwell Park, who I met at the Static Roots Festival last year in Germany. And I would love to see you there, checking that out, because that'll be fun. Bramwell is just an awesome guy, and Scott is an awesome guy, and it's going to be a great show, 29th. And I said, hey, Scott, you know, you're done early. You got a day off the next day. Why don't you come and play my house? And he said no. but one of these days, I'm not mad about it. I'm okay, you know. And we heard Scott Nolan in there from his album Silver Hill, Forever Is a Long Time. Oh, is that another big house concert event that's coming up in the near future? I think it is. Oh yeah, that's going to be a good one. That's coming up in August. Yeah. Yes, Devin. Yes. Maybe. Definitely. Let's talk. But we're going to take a break first, pay a couple of bills, and we'll come back. We'll tell you about a big show going on tomorrow night. We'll tell you about some new music, perhaps. No, I just played most of the new music. Screw that. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about more of the Juno nominees, although there really aren't many more that really matter that we care about. But at least one that we'll talk about and play something from. And we'll give away at least one pair of tickets to a West End Cultural Center show, Scott Nolan and William Prince, April 28th. Well, that's pretty cool. April 28th, you go there, and then April 29th, you go to the High and Lonesome Club. Well, that's pretty good. Okay, we'll give those away and do other stuff. Stick around.